Blog Talk Radio.
I was raised in a town where people only talked about Usher and Jay-Z, but later on I found my heart belongs in Tennessee, where the legend started with the Ritalin and kept it going with Taylor Swift. I know I can't wait to be the next thing in Tennessee.
Welcome to another edition of Weight Days with Murph. Today on the show, I'm pleased to welcome the super sweet, super talented singer-songwriter, Miss Katie Bell, like, into the show. I talked with Katie about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. I've, as always, got a lovely and talented co-host / sidekick, Emily, with me. So let's get this thing started, y'all. Hey,
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Just got back from getting the mail at the office. Hmm. Nothing exciting.
Well, our guest hasn't called in yet, so we'll just wait around for her to show up.
Okay. I'm just reading the Victoria's Secret catalog.
Wow.
No, shout out to them for making pants for short people, because you know how you can buy jeans in, like, the short, regular, and long? Well, they made their leggings like that, and I'm so happy because leggings are always too long for me because I'm a midget,
right,
and my inseam's 30 inches. Now they have short leggings. So happy.
That's
like,
funny.
It's worth paying the extra money for them to fit me.
That's funny.
I won't be cheap for once. I'll actually spend the extra money because pants will be the right length. It's wonderful.
Okay.
Basically, this makes me want to shop, so.
Oh, Lord, I know where this
is
going.
Yeah, you know how I like to shop. Oh, they have a new...
I do.
They have a new scent. Cool. I got my grandmother on their perfume kick, so we bought 7 for $35 when they had it on sale. So, you know, gotta go get some more soon. Because
exactly.
I just spend way too much money at the mall. Let's be real.
Right. agree.
Okay, this catalog's boring me. I don't care about bathing suits because I don't swim because I don't like the pool. Because it has chemicals in it that I don't like. That sounded so uppity. Okay, I'm not really like that. I don't like getting in the pool because it feels gross, you know?
Right, I understand.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to be the only one.
I do understand that, I mean.
It's gross. It's like, and then your hair feels really gross, like straw, like, no, I ain't got time for that. I don't want that chemicals on my skin.
I ain't got time for that.
Ain't got time for that. I barely go swimming. I go swimming when there's a pool party. That's it. I don't volunteer for that.
Right. I understand.
Ain't got time to be getting
a
sunburn and a chemical burn at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, that was an exaggeration, and I did not get a chemical burn, but you know how it is.
Right.
I got a chemical burn from there, you know, that stuff you put on your legs.
Mm-hmm.
It supposedly magically removes hair? No. It doesn't work like that.
It burns you.
Yeah, I got a chemical burn from it. Like, what the heck? That's all natural, guaranteed. Like, it literally says
well,
on it,
yeah.
Has all natural in a container thing. Yeah, no. You burned my skin
exactly.
off.
Exactly. All right.
That was offensive to me, to be honest. I'm really tired. I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a blender. And I don't know why the blender is running.
I don't know.
Welcome to my daily
life. Blender's running. Whatever.
I think it's Megan making a smoothie. She's not going to drink. She does a lot.
She's not going to drink. That's funny.
But she does. She, like, makes random fruit smoothies and then doesn't put any sweetener in them, so they suck, and then she doesn't drink them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm bored now. Okay, I'm really bored today, and I don't feel good, and I just want to have lots of money so I can go to the mall. But the mall's so far away.
The mall's so stinking far away, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when I go to Alabama next, maybe I can get somebody to go to the mall with me.
Oh, well.
Because I like that mall way better
mm-hmm.
than the one in Clarksville. But I'm not driving to Aubrey Mills. No.
Oh, no.
Ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could convince somebody to go with me and drive me so I don't have to go by myself or pay for the gas.
I have no idea.
You missed that last part. I said, or pay
what?
For the gas. I said, no, for real. I think I know who I can. I had the weirdest dream last night. I was going to tell you this, and I forgot. I had a dream where we were at prom, and nobody but me and Olivia showed up. It was
okay.
Really bad. Then I had a dream that I got in a fight with this girl I don't like.
I
called her a whore, and she slapped me.
Well.
And I was concerned, like, why would you slap me for that? It's true.
Right.
I'm such a nice person.
No comment.
Good choice.
Yeah, I know. I know when to pick my battles with you.
I'm not going to fight with you. You don't have to pick your battles.
People
always think I'm like this vicious woman now because of what you said about me on the show like that.
That's funny.
We've never had an argument, guys, for the record.
Right.
We've not even had, knock on wood, we haven't had an argument. We have had a person
ever.
Piss us off, and I thought I was in trouble because he was like, we have to talk, and I was like, shit, what'd I do?
Mm-hmm.
Because my heart gets all serious, I'm all concerned. Because it's like, I don't want him to be mad at me ever. I don't care if anybody else is mad at me, as long as Cody's not mad at me, because that would suck.
That would kind of suck.
I was not in trouble, and we didn't have an argument. But he can't stay mad. That's a good thing. It's like, unless he totally hates you, like somebody we know, he won't stay mad.
I cannot stay mad at anybody. This is not going
to
happen.
He was never mad at me, though. But I thought he was, and I was like, I don't want him to be mad at me. So I freak out when I tell him something. I'm like, you're not mad, right? It's like, no. I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure you're not mad at me?
It's just not in my DNA.
I'm like, are you sure you're not mad at me? And he's like, yeah, I'm positive. I promise. I'm like, okay. You promise.
Yeah, I promise I'm not mad at you, girl.
I'm paranoid all the time about him being mad at me when I tell him, like, oh, yeah, I'm driving home. I'm going to be late. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, are you mad at me? And he's like, no.
No, not at all.
You didn't put a smiley face in that text. Okay, and doesn't put a smiley face. I feel like he's pissed at me. And I'm like, are you mad? Like, no. I'm like, well, can I get a smile? Can I get a smiley face? That would make me feel better.
That's hilarious.
It's hard to tell over text, y'all. Like, you understand it's hard. And so when I just get okay, when I just get okay and no smile, like, ouch. I'm always like, well, that was cold. Thanks.
That was cold. That's funny.
So, while we're stalling,
yep.
Why don't we talk about you didn't watch Dancing last night. Well, I'll tell you who was the best.
No, I didn't.
My favorite was Robert and Kim, just because he was like, she's like, whoa, is this your plane? He's like, yes, and this is also my Ferrari. And I was like, hey, I don't care if you're old, marry me. Just because you have a Ferrari and a plane, I'll marry you. You'll die soon enough. And,
well.
No, I actually ship them. Like, I think they're cute. Like, I hope they're a couple. Like, I hope it happens. Because I can get on board that. You know how I am.
Right.
Who else was really good? Ruben Willis was really good. It was nice of them to separate Demi and Bruce in the audience. I thought that was hilarious. They had to pan back and forth to show both parents.
That was hilarious.
Him and his new wife, or and her new boyfriend. So funny. I tweeted that. I was like, it's nice of them to separate Bruce and Demi. And then someone was like, well, they always had a great relationship. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know them? No. So.
Right.
And then, who else was good? Michael Sam was surprisingly good.
Mm.
Oh, and that guy from Alabama, the Army veteran that has, like, no arm. Like, he has no arm on one side and no legs.
Yeah.
It's like, he was really good, and everybody was crying. And then I was like, don't cry. Stop that. You know, I'm an emotional person. He was
right.
So good, and he was cute, too. I was like, you're like, oh, yeah. And The Bachelor was surprisingly good. Like, actually, I think everybody was good except for one person. I think everybody was really good. It's a good season. Everybody but Charlotte. Well, Suzanne Somers kind of sucks. But Charlotte McKinney, I don't even know who she is, but she was kind of bad, and so was Suzanne. But everybody else was so good. I was surprised by The Bachelor's skills. And he's cute, so that helps. I was like, okay, take your shirt off now. Thanks. Because we all know that's just how I watch every show on television.
Right.
Take your clothes off, thanks. Have a nice day. Okay, I'm out of things to say. Your turn.
Me too, to be honest with you.
General Hospital today. It was good.
Yep.
Did you watch it?
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
My mom mocked Carly and Sonny the whole time. It was hilarious. I was like, can you do that again so I can get a video? She was, like, contact high from a Benadryl. And it was funny. So I was like, can we get a video of you making fun of Carly?
Wow.
But it was actually pretty good. The preview, I hate when the preview is better than the, like, episode was, you know.
Yep.
The preview, see, normally, like, I don't get that hyped during the episode, but the previews for the next day give me hype. Like, sometimes I lose it over the preview. Like, the time when in the preview when Scotty was like, I want a divorce. So, Laura, I lost it, and it was just a preview.
Wow.
I was losing it over that. I lost it over that one from back in the day. We're throwing it back to 2013 when Luke and Laura woke up on Cassidine Island. All that she said in the preview was, we're in bed together, and I lost my marbles. I lost it. Well,
funny.
I love Luke and Laura so freaking much. I had a dream last night about the Days of Our Lives 50th anniversary.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right. I have dreams where I'm, like, hanging out with General Hospital characters a lot.
Wait.
Like, I haven't had a dream about Nicholas in a while, but I did have a dream that I was, like, hanging out with him and Brett.
Wow.
I've been at engagement parties from hell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've had good dreams about General Hospital characters. I had a dream that one of my favorite couples, I don't know who it was, they were breaking up, and I was, like, crying, and then I woke up, and it was not real. How to know when a soap opera consumes your life, 101. I'm going to write a Tumblr post about it.
That's when you know.
That's when you know. So, I was reading Gossip Time. I was reading Soaps and Nips because we all know they had that thing on TV that says, hey, read this article. And I was like, let me go to Kroger. So, I read it in the store. I'm not paying $5 for it.
Right.
I was reading and walking. I was reading the Christina Wagner article, and she very cleverly lied. I know she's lying, but it was so clever. because she said, make no mistake, we are not living in the same room. Huh, I see what you did there. You didn't lie, but you lied by omission.
Right, you did.
She told half the truth. Like, they could be back together. Like, they're back together, but not living together. So she lied by omission there. Good going, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
I found her Instagram last night. Because I found his Instagram. And then he tagged her in a picture, so I stalked her Instagram. I'm a good stalker.
Yes, you are.
I don't stalk, I investigate. I found her on Instagram. Even though she said she doesn't have an Instagram, she does. And she posted a picture of them like 2 weeks ago and said she was having dinner with her sweetie. And I was like, yeah, she's full of shit on the internet. Like, you lied to me in that article.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was personally attacked by that.
Right.
Anyways, that's what's up in the world of soap opera. And I already read, do you want me to read you the Victoria's catalog?
No.
I mean, it's not stimulating reading by any means.
No.
I just look at these things to, like, talk about how these women need to eat. Honestly, that's why I buy this. Or I get it in the mail. So I can be like, she's too skinny. It makes me feel better. People
right.
say it makes them feel bad about themselves. It makes me feel better because it could be worse. I could look like that and be miserable and not ever eat. Like, you
that's
know they don't
funny.
Eat. Like, how could they possibly eat? They
exactly,
eat
how could they eat?
Pounds. Like, you're
right.
6 feet tall and you weigh 100 pounds. I don't think you've ever eaten anything.
Right.
People always say it makes them feel bad about themselves. And it makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're 6 foot tall and you weigh like 100 pounds. You never eat a thing. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, and they're not attractive. Like, if you look at their faces, they're not that pretty. And so it makes me feel better. I'm like, see, I could look like that. I don't care that she's skinny, she's ugly.
Okay.
I'm so mean. I'm sorry. No, but seriously, most of them are not, like, actually attractive. They're just here because they're skinny. So I look at their faces, and I'm like, well, see, my face could look like that. So I'd rather not look like that.
I agree.
I hate the Victoria's Secret model. Like, you don't understand my deep hatred for them. Because they promote not eating.
Yes, they do.
And they promote looking like skeletons.
Yep.
I just don't like it. They make... No, I don't like that they make other people feel bad. Like, they don't affect me because I think they're ugly, but a lot of people think they're perfect and they make other people feel bad about themselves. So I hate them for that.
Right, I agree.
And their bathing suits are ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel better, too.
Makes you feel better.
I hate bathing suits. Okay, I'm so pale. You've seen me. You know how pale I am. I glow in the dark. I can't go out in the sun. Because if I go out in the sun, then I will be red when I come back.
Right.
I want to get a fake tan, but I'm afraid I'll be orange because I'm so white, you know? I'm so scared to get a fake tan because I'm so white.
Right.
My life story is so interesting, I know. I really hate when I do my makeup and my face doesn't match my chest. Pisses me off. I went out the other night and I didn't realize it and I took pictures. My face was way darker than my chest because I use Megan's makeup and she's way darker than me, but oops.
Exactly.
I know, you care so much about my makeup habits.
No.
I know. At least you're honest. At least you listen anyway.
This is true.
I have a makeup shopping list for when I get paid so I can go buy more. Like, the collection's slowly getting too big. I need to really lay off. I'm very tired today. Actually, I think I'm just stressed.
Right.
I need a vacation. And considering I'm on vacation right now, that's amazing.
That's funny.
It's heartbreaking. I'm on Twitter. I'm looking on Twitter. Okay, I don't know what the deal is with our guest.
I know.
He just tweeted about it.
I know. Seriously, I don't know.
42 seconds ago. But she's not here.
Seriously, I'm not sure.
Did you give her the number?
Yeah.
I'm just checking. Like, I know you did. I just wanted to ask for the record. I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
They have Sailor. They have Sailor Moon wedding rings.
Hmm.
I'm confused why she's not here.
Yeah, I know. She's tweeting about it, and I'm tweeting her. Oh, wait. I believe we have her.
Okay.
Is this Katie?
Hello.
Hello,
hey,
yes.
Katie, how are
you? This is Katie.
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
Hey. I'm pretty good. We appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hope you don't mind, but we played the a title track to your Next Thing in Tennessee EP.
Yes, of course.
How have you been?
I've been really good. I actually just came inside from fishing to do this interview with you.
I saw the pictures
on Twitter.
I saw the pictures. Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I caught four, and then on my last cast, I threw it out, and I think a snapping turtle got my bait, so it was really upsetting.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it's awful.
I know. See, I'm a big fisherman, too, so I understand that completely. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
I hate when I get a snag, too, and I have to break my line. I hate that, you know?
Yeah, especially when it's underwater and you don't know where it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. I'm like,
seriously? You can't untangle
seriously?
It. Exactly.
You know?
Because you waste perfectly good bait.
Exactly. You're just
and
like,
a hook.
Really?
I've been fishing twice, and I didn't like that I had to be quiet, so I didn't laugh. I really didn't. Like, I didn't like being quiet, and I had more fun on the actual, like, boat ride part than the
right.
fishing part. And I was like, next time we don't have to waste the bait, you can just drive me around on the boat. That would be nice.
and like Em said, I mean, I just love being out on the water. Fishing, boating, anything. I just love the water, you know.
Yeah, I do too. I'm definitely a beach person.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to the beach.
You've never been to the beach? Oh my goodness.
No. Wow.
I just got back.
I think I'm
going to
go
back
this summer.
From the beach.
I've known you for a year.
I got back from the beach yesterday.
Em.
So where did you get
I've known you for a year.
I was in
and I've
Miami,
never known this
Florida.
About you.
I've never been, because I don't know why, I've just never been. I always lived in Ohio, and there wasn't a beach. But I'm from Alabama, and I'm moving, I live in Tennessee now, so I'm hoping that I'm going to Gulf Shores after I graduate in June, but I don't know yet.
You haven't even been down to Mobile, like the bay?
No, I'm terrible.
Oh, my goodness. That's
we need
so,
to take this girl to the beach,
so crazy. Yes, I go to the beach every chance I get. I love the
we
beach.
We need to take this girl to the beach.
Yes,
oh
sir, we do.
Fine. I'm cool with that. I have no objection to the beach. I've just never been because I guess it just never happened.
The first question I had for you was tell everybody how you got into the whole music business?
Well, it started when I was really young. For as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a singer. But it really kicked up a lot when I was in elementary school because I was old enough to audition for my school play. And so I auditioned for it and I got the lead role in it. And that was my really first opportunity to get up on stage and sing in front of people by myself. And then, I had a few lines, you know, for acting and whatnot. And I just really started my love for music right there when I was in fourth grade. And so in sixth grade is when I started going to Nashville. And when I was about 11, I started writing my own music. with a co-writer that I've been working with for almost 5 years now. His name is Kip Williams, and he is on every single one of my songs that I've ever written. He's like a big brother. He's so amazing. And so, yeah, I just really found my love of music. It's not anything that runs in the family. It's just something that I kind of chose on my own, and it's just been going really well. So we've just kept on with it, and I'm actually releasing a single that I wrote on Friday. It's called Georgia Moon, and it was written about my boyfriend, and I'm really excited to release it. It's on 2 radio stations in Georgia, so I'm really proud of that because we haven't even, officially released it yet, and it's already on radio stations, so I'm already so proud. And again, the song is called Georgia Moon, and we're releasing it this Friday.
Yeah. I've been seeing you actually tweeting about that a lot.
Yeah.
A past few weeks, I've been seeing that a lot on Twitter. So.
Yeah, we've been tweeting a lot about that. I'm just trying to get the word out.
I'm late to the party. I just followed you on Twitter today.
Oh, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You know,
better late than never.
True.
Exactly. And I have to tell you about your Next Thing in Tennessee EP.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stop spinning this thing.
Storage on your phone for this, Cody? Everybody we have on, you're like, I bought your EP. Like, where are you putting all this music?
On my laptop,
that's awesome.
Actually.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Because I don't have any storage on my phone. So I can't it really irritates me because no matter how many pictures I delete, nothing fits on my phone.
Oh,
and
my goodness. I hate that, too. That's so annoying, especially when it's, a really important situation and you have to take a picture and then it gives you that notification, there's not enough storage.
Yeah.
And so then you go through and delete a bunch of things and then there's still not enough, and it's so frustrating.
Apple irritates me. I swear, 4 gigabytes of my storage is all their crap that I can't get rid of. Why does it need to be there? And then I have all these apps I actually use. I try to delete the ones I don't use frequently, and then I, need them, so I download it again. And sometimes I'll have, a whole gigabyte of storage, and then the next day I have, none, and it, fluctuates. It drives me crazy.
I know the struggle.
I need a bigger iPhone.
These next a couple of questions I got for you are kind of like a get-to-know-you kind of thing. What is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's musically or in life in general? What's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given, that's really tough because I get given advice frequently because I'm frequently making mistakes. And then, of course, the people who love me and that are around me a lot try to help me so I don't make the same mistakes and so I can just be smarter, So I get advice a lot from my family, from my friends, from my church, from my peers. It always comes in. But my best piece of advice that I've gotten is probably just to do what makes you happy and not really necessarily worry about other people too much. And it's something that I'm still trying to work on. Because I'm the type of friend who would go to your house at 3 a.m. if you needed me, if you needed something. And that kind of gets in the way.
I'm the exact same way.
Yeah, it kind of gets in the way sometimes of, what's best for me. So I'm slowly trying to learn how to balance that out, how to be a good person and, of course, not be selfish and put others first, but then have a limit to what you do before it just is too much,
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't want to be I feel like sometimes I'm one of those people who will, I put forth all the effort and, people put forth
everything
towards me.
Definitely. I totally agree with that.
I always say this about myself. I'm the type of person that if I love and care about somebody, they're gold. There's nothing I wouldn't do for them.
Exactly, yeah.
There's absolutely
That's
nothing
exactly
I can do
how
And
Em
knows this,
truth.
Don't you, Em?
Yeah,
and I realize, but I realize that that can be like a bad thing sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
you're
oh,
willing
yeah.
to give so much to yourself to someone else, and maybe they're not willing to do that in return, and that's
mm-hmm.
really hard. That's a really hard lesson to learn, that like not yeah. everybody has the same heart as you. But you know, it's something that I think we're all learning slowly and surely. So.
Mm-hmm. This next question, I have to ask this because if I don't, one of my best friends will probably kill me. because, frankly, they came up with the question. if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could go back and change one thing about my career, what would
mm-hmm.
it be? Doing this for about 6 years this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't, 6 years is a long time to some people, but it feels like I just started a week ago, you know? So
right.
my career hasn't been very long yet. So I can't
mm-hmm.
really say that there's anything that I would change. Just
mm-hmm.
quite yet, because I just haven't experienced enough to regret
right.
anything in my career.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry that I can't give you an answer for that question right now.
I get that 100%. I get that totally.
yeah.
But, you know, as with every guest we've ever had on the show, I've done a lot of research, and you're and something stood out to me about you. Your anti-bullying campaign, and for
yeah.
me, when people in the public use their quote, a celebrity status for something as good as this, Kyle's,
uh-huh.
I have a ton of respect for you guys. I have a lot of respect
you.
For that.
Thank you. I just think that if my singing gets bigger, and, you know, the bigger it gets gradually,
right.
you know, the more power I have, I mean, obviously, because my fan
mm-hmm.
base grows. And
right.
I just think that it's like, I'm a really strong follower of Christ, and I think
mm-hmm.
that it's God's plan for me to use the gifts that he's given me and the opportunities that he's given me and use it for a bigger purpose. And so
right.
bullying is a platform that I stand really firmly on because it's a really personal issue with me. I had to deal with it a lot when I was growing up. And, you know, some of it was just really awful, but all of it has just made me who I am today. And so even though I have some really bad memories of middle school and elementary school, like, I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
change anything that happened to me because it's just made me who I am, and it's made me a better person. And then I can reach out to kids that are like how I was, and
mm-hmm.
I can help them. So,
you know,
I mean, everything happens for a reason, and I'm proud to support anti-bullying.
Oh, yeah. But we've only got about, like, 5 minutes or so left. So just real quick, is there anything coming up in the works for you?
I'm working really hard on writing more material. Of course, like I said, Georgia Moon is being released this Friday, and I've been working on that for the past couple of months really hard, and that is my single that I'm releasing as a part of an album that I'm still writing. So definitely an album is going into the works right now. I'm working on that. Hopefully it will be released sometime next year. And so Georgia Moon is just the first single of that album, but I'm working on traveling a little more, you know, going to some different states and making some new fans in mm-hmm. some different places that I haven't been yet. So definitely that, and just expanding all of that as a whole. But, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of writing and a and an album coming. So just stuff like that.
Awesome. You know, and I say this to every guest we have on the show. We will be more than happy to promote anything you do, whether it's on the show, Facebook, Twitter. We're more than happy to promote you.
Yeah, of course. I was actually going to send you a copy of Georgia Moon, like a hard copy of it. So you should be getting that within the next week or so.
Sweet.
Yeah, we'll be talking over Twitter so I can get all your correct information to send it to you. But, yeah, we would
absolutely.
Love to send you a copy.
I'll start a group DM after this with three of us.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
I will. I got y'all. And then
you know,
I'll make sure to follow you back if I haven't already. I think you followed me, and I just kind of never followed back. And then I followed back today, and I was like, oh, I guess I never followed her back.
Oh, I got you. Okay, good. I just wanted
like
to make sure I was following you.
Yeah, I see follows all the time, and a lot of them are like random pages, and so I don't follow back. And then sometimes
Girl
will get mixed in with those pages, and I don't pay attention.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, and just to kind of wrap up here, I just wanted to say this is probably one of my favorite interviews I've ever done.
Aw, thank you so much.
You're just and this is just me speaking bluntly here. You're just an absolute joy and a pleasure to chat with.
Thank you. You can come back whenever you want, and you can
come back
and talk about your new music when it comes out and stuff. And I will start a group DM as soon as we're done talking, because I'm all about those group messages.
Oh,
y'all are
yes,
so
you are.
Sweet.
Oh, yes, you are. But, like Emily said, you're absolutely more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Aw, thank you guys so much.
You know, I think we're gonna probably let you go, but like I said, I thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to come and chat with us.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, I'll be talking to you on Twitter most definitely, and probably Facebook too.
Okay, awesome.
Bye, Katie.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, okay. Bye. Katie is such a doll, isn't she?
Yes. I wonder how old she is. I didn't want to ask because I feel like I ask too many people that and it's rude, but I'll ask her later.
Well, whatever.
I think she's my age, but like around my age, but I'm not sure. I'll ask later. We all know I'm super.
Real quick announcements.
Real quick. Let me get to the calendar. I'm going. Okay. I got it. I almost broke my leg, but no big deal. Next Tuesday, we have Alyssa Trahan. She's a singer. 6 o'clock. Y'all know the drill.
I have been waiting for this show for probably months.
The 27th, we have Misty and Brandon. And the 2nd, we have Nathan Varney. So, yeah. Boom.
How about tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
And Krista Earle, remember?
Oh, I didn't write that on the calendar. Krista Earle tomorrow, y'all.
Yep. The
All right.
A lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle tomorrow.
Cool.
So I think I'm gonna let you go and you kind of wrap up here, okay?
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our kind of shortened interview with the lovely and talented Miss Katie Bell Aitken. Katie is probably, like I said on the show, one of my favorite people to ever chat with. She's just so sweet and so down to earth, it's not even funny. I think, as you heard Emily say, tomorrow we have the lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle on the show with us, and we may or may not have a a date to Camp on Friday. I'm not completely sure of that fact. The 24th. Okay. This is a big one. I've been waiting for this interview on the 24th for a long, long time. We have singer, songwriter, a producer, a multi-instrumentalist, the lovely and talented Miss Alyssa Trahan on the show with us. And all these shows are at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, y'all. And I'm working on something for the 31st, but a Thursday, April 2nd, we have our super talented friend, ABC executive, Mr. Nathan Varney, on the show with us to talk about the General Hospital 52nd anniversary. And I believe that's it for now. So I'm going to end the episode right here. And you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.